Yep. So you look across the state, about 10% coverage of that D1 moderate drought category. And this has bumped up slightly since last week, particularly southwestern Iowa, where we've seen longer term precipitation deficits on the order of 4 to 6 months. And we're seeing an impact in terms of stream flows, but also soil moisture, as well as some localized water problems over in Avoca. So widespread, you look across the state, about 47% D0, abnormally dry category, not drought, but more reflective of short-term dryness. And then a lack of drought across much of the central, getting into southern parts of the state. So you think about this time last year, we actually had just busted the four-year drought from 2020 to 2024. The map is a little more filled in right now, but still looking pretty good.